about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Good evening and welcome to Macon High School. It is the first night of the boys tournament of the Macon tournament, the 41st edition, as a matter of fact. A little bit of a change to the schedule tonight. We were supposed to have three games here on the Superstation, but with winter weather likely to play a factor later on tonight, we only have two games here at Macon High School. We got the Brookfield Bulldogs and Mexico Bulldogs coming up here in just a moment. And then afterwards, we'll have the tournament host, Macon Tigers, take on the Kirksville Tigers. If you're looking for Centralia in Harrisburg, which was supposed to be the middle game tonight, that will be over on Glory 97.3 and also streaming online at centralmoinfo.com. That game will get underway at 6 o'clock as part of the Macon tournament, and that's going to be taking place at Centralia. Eric will have that for you coming up this evening. We got Brookfield, Mexico coming up on the Superstation, and Eric was actually supposed to originally do this game before things got shuffled up last second. So coming up, you're going to hear his pregame interview with the second-year coach of the Mexico Bulldogs, Darren Pappas. You're listening to Make a Tournament coverage on Kress and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
On Superstation, Kress, we're joined by Darren Pappas, Mexico Bulldogs' second-year head man, ahead of a matchup with Brookfield, 3-6 game in the make-in tournament. Really young group for your Bulldog squad this year. Where are you as a team right now?
You know, I think right now we're just trying to find our role and find out what it takes to compete at that varsity level. We've had some really good nights, and we've had some not-so-good nights, so we're trying to be consistent as possible. You know, on both ends of the floor, and we're going to try to use our athleticism to get out and defend and hopefully generate some transition points. But right now, you know, we're still learning what it takes to compete at that varsity level. We got a lot of inexperienced varsity players that are stepping into some different roles this year, and we're learning as we go, and hopefully by the time February rolls around and into March, we got this thing clicking.
How are some of your younger guys coming along on the defensive end of the floor?
You know, I think that's been our key the whole time this year, is if we can get after defensively and put ball pressure on teams and generate some turnovers and then capitalize on those turnovers, that's been a real key for us. We got some really good defenders, and Isaiah Rames, he's only a freshman, and Michael White, he's a freshman as well. And then Jai Lawson, you know, taking on that leadership role as a senior on the defensive end and trying to generate some turnovers that will hopefully transpire into some offense and easy offense for us. That's going to be the key from here on out.
We're joined by Darren Pappas pregame. Being that you've got a lot of young guys, how do you feel they've handled the tournament atmosphere so far in your couple of tournaments?
You know, I think the Rolla tournament was a good experience for us to see what it takes to play at a very high level. We played against Raytown South, ranked in Class 4, played against Carthage, a Class 5 school, and a very athletic Central Academy of Excellence out of Kansas City that was very, very athletic. And I think that was a good experience. it didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but, you know, we competed. We realized that this is what it takes if you want to play on into the playoffs into March and possibly get a shot at the Final Four. We're nowhere near that yet, but hopefully we can get to that level at some point. And then, you know, playing here at our own home floor, where we're undefeated this year in the Tron Luke Classic against a good Tipton team and a good Bowling Green team, and coming away with victories in that, both being, you know, we were down in both games. It just showed that our guys can compete at a high level, even though we are very youthful.
Darren Pappas with us pregame ahead of a matchup against Brookfield in the Macon tournament. Admittedly, kind of got to preface this by saying a bit of an unusual week right now. We're already pushed back a day. Who knows what's to come later in the week. But what are your thoughts on this field overall? Moberly, the top seed, Centralia playing great ball, and you as the three.
Yeah, you know, I think Moberly and Centralia are both worthy of both of those seeds. They're both playing great basketball right now, even with Savion Thorpe going out, which is a huge blow to Moberly. They've responded well and they're continuing to play a high level of basketball. And then, of course, you got Centralia that's in there competing at a very high level. Gave Southern Boone their first loss the other night at the California tournament. So, you know, two very good, worthy ball clubs at that 1-2 seed. And then, you know, like I said, we're right there at the 3 seed. We've played a very tough schedule. Strength of schedule at the beginning of the year was very, very good. It hasn't been so well for us, but, you know, we're learning and we're still competing at a high level. The whole tournament, though, is packed. That 4-5 matchup with Macon and Kirksville is going to be a good test, too. You know, hopefully the weather will hold off and we can get this thing in, you know, and we don't need any more snow, you know, going forward, because it's kind of hard to keep guys, you know, in the mindset that we're going to practice, play, and get ready for this tournament. But luckily we're going to get hopefully first round games in tomorrow, and then we'll hope for the best on Friday and get those second round games in.
What do you know about Brookfield?
You know, Brookfield, I know that they're a very tall team, you know, and that's, they're probably going to outsize us when it comes to their length. Number 10, Jacob Day, 6'6", senior. He's a heck of a player, you know, that we got to be able to contain him. And then 55, Evan Fay, 6'4", senior forward. Got to keep him on the glass as well. They run a little 3-2 zone, so we got to prepare for that. You know, they may change it up as well. But we definitely got to keep them off the glass, one shot and out, and then try to get after it defensively and put a little pressure on them and hopefully convert some turnovers and capitalize on those turnovers.
Mexico head coach Darren Pappas, appreciate your time pregame. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you after.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Alpha Media Stations, Quicks, Chris, Kirk, and KTCM are giving you lots of chances to win lots of money. We're kicking off the new year with our Grand Today giveaway. Just listen each hour for the word that wins from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. every weekday. Then enter that word at centralmoinfo.com and you've got a chance to win $1,000. This hour's word that wins is
slush.
Again, this hour's word that wins is
slush.
And it's brought to you by Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia.
Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, we're getting ready for the final game tonight of boys quarterfinal action of the Macon tournament. And welcome back to Macon High School. That's our last game tonight between the Macon Tigers and the Kirksville Tigers, but we're ready to go here between Brookfield and Mexico. Ty Prince, Zach Watkins, Isaiah Reams, Cole Whelan, and Jai Lawson are the starting five for the Mexico Bulldogs. They are in their home white uniforms as they are the 3 seed in this tournament with the red numbers and lettering with Bulldogs across. Meanwhile, for Brookfield, their starting five is Cooper Cisna, Jacob Day, as well as Carson Beckman, And it looks like Brookfield will win the opening tip-off and a quick transition on the left side, and it's Carson Beckman that gets the first 2 points. And then we got Evan Fay and also Avery Schreiner. Brookfield comes into this matchup 3-9 on the season, and they actually defeated the tournament host, Macon Tigers, 2 weeks ago at the Marceline tournament, and they're already off to a 2-0 lead. On the left side, here is Carson Beckman, now inside to Fay. He is guarded 1-on-1 by Cole Whelan, a turnaround 2 off the left block, and it's rebounded by Jai Lawson. Now to Isaiah Reams, tries to come to the top, and Brookfield is going to deploy a 1-2-2. And now they'll try on the right side, Lawson. Left side for Zach Watkins. Tax the baseline, now trying to pass it to his teammate, Cole Whelan, and that is going to go out of bounds. Prince now, as you're listening to KRES Moberly and online, centralmoinfo.com. Isaiah Reams at the top, off the inbound. Will try and come to the left side, instead takes it right. Back to the zone, goes to Bulldogs. A Brookfield, Lawson tries to pass it, and it's stolen away by Cooper Cisna. Cisna attacks. Right side, out of control is to the left. And Jai Lawson takes it to the right side. Double teamed by a pair of Brookfield players. Drops it off over to Lawson. Left corner, releasing Cole Whelan. A 3-2 strong. Offensive rebound tie. Prince, the Mexico quarterback, can't do anything with it. Now in quick transition, they'll go Berkman to Cisna. No problem there. And a quick timeout called by Darren Pappas. It's a 30-second timeout with 6:26 to go here in quarter number one. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran, Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK Guns and Ammo. CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors. Sonic Drive-In. Smith Heating and Cooling. Glenn's Garage Stores, Napa Auto Parts, World Finance and Tax Services, JB's Glass, First Community State Bank, all of Moberly. 30-second timeout in the books. Mexico gets it, leading 4-0 as we're just underway in this 3-6 quarterfinal matchup. The winner will take on either Centralia or Harrisburg. And again, that game is taking place over at Centralia High School with the pending sleet that is forecasted later tonight. And again, you can listen to that game starting at 5:50 on Glory 97.3 and also centralmoinfo.com. At the top, it is Fay for Brookfield. Passes it around to Berkman. Now back around over to Jacob Day. Now inside Fay. Kick out. Right side. No, doesn't take it. Now it'll come over to Rodriguez off the high post. His shot on the floor is Zach Watkins, and now Mexico off to the races. It is Isaiah Reams. Reams feels some pressure from Day. Now Mexico gets it around the left side. Here is Prince. Back over to Jai Lawson. Now over to Reams. Lawson, Prince. Now darts one inside to Watkins. Quick turnaround two, a little too strong. Mexico still looking for their first points, and now an elbow called by Zach Watkins, and or Cole Lawson, I should say, and that is his first foul. Our first sub coming in tonight. It is the 5'11 freshman, Michael White, who is averaging about 1.7 a game and 1.1 rebounds. Up the left side for Brookfield is Avery Alexander. Now they'll come Berkman, Cisna, thought about a three, doesn't take it. Now here comes Fay from the top of the key, trying to set up his own screen. Now they'll come right side to Beckman. And now they will pass it to the inside, tipped out by the Bulldogs. So Brookfield gets it back. Off the Owen Macon on the baseline, and a quick pop play by Jacob Day doesn't go. Now they'll kick one out to Avery Schreiner. Is two, no go. And it'll be Mexico ball. Jai Lawson to the left side for Watkins. Drops it off. He'll take it around top of the key. Now Ty Prince gets away with a quick catch as almost getting the seal is Jacob Day. And now at the left block, Zach Watkins gets a couple points. The first one's for Mexico, 4-2. From the right side, this is Beckman trying to feed one inside to Schreiner. He's falling to the floor off the baseline and last touch by Prince. And so it will be inbounded by Beckman for Brookfield. Over to Faye. Back to Beckman, right side. Releases a three. Cashes in. Carson Beckman with a total of five. And Brookfield has a 7-2 lead. Jai Lawson comes left side. Zone shown by the Bulldogs of Brookfield. Now they'll come around inside of Cole Whelan. Turn around two. Bounces off the top of the rim and knocks it in. To the right side. This is Avery Schreiner. Schreiner now around the left side. This is Jacob Day. Now pass inside trying to find Bay. And has deflected out. Mexico gets it back. Sub coming in for the Bulldogs. And that would be Mexico. And it's Jayshon White. Second team conference defensive back for the Mexico Bulldogs on the gridiron this past season. 7-4. Brookfield with the lead. A nice reverse layup dropped home by Zach Watkins. And it's 7-6. Bang. Up the left wing. Guarded closely by Jayshon White. And now they'll come around to Schreiner. Now back to Faye. Trying to beat Day inside and a little bit over his head. Watkins almost thought about tipping it, but did not. So it'll belong back to Mexico. Here's Lawson. Around to the right wing for Isaiah Reams. Reams bounce pass to Lawson. Now over left side. This is Michael White. Now a little try right baseline. Zach Watkins, his two. Too strong. Offensive board. Isaiah Reams, his underhander as he attacks the bucket. And Mexico has their first lead. A quick 7-2 run by the Mexico Bulldogs. 2:20 to go here in the first. Around up top at Beckman. He's guarded closely by Michael White. Now over left side to Day. Now driving. Here's Cooper Cisna, the two, right block in. Cisna with four. Across the timeline, here is Jai Lawson. Trying to get past the right elbow, does. Now over to the right wing for Reams, left side. Michael White looking for the two, and he gets bumped in the process. And he made the bucket as well, so an and-one coming up. Foul's going to get called on Avery Schreiner, and he hits the N1. 11-9. Faye from the right side, back across the left wing for Schreiner. Outer Day, wide open in the corner, takes it down to the baseline, partially bumped, and he will pick up the foul. It's Isaiah Reams. That is his first. We're all the way at the top. Schreiner turned over all the way to Jai Lawson. It's two, and he will go shoot for two. As Cooper Cisna came back on the defense and bumped him in the act of shooting. So that'll be his first foul. And Jai Lawson will take free throws. He had 22 points at Ellsbury, combined 39 points. In two Tyronn Lue tournament games. Well, the 9 is the lead, and it remains that. But an offensive rebound for the Mexico Bulldogs, but Brookfield steals it. Here's Cooper Cisna trying to take it to the rim, and he does, but a lot of body contact in the process, and it will be a foul on Michael White, his first. For the Mexico Bulldogs. Buck 26 to go here in the quarter. 12-9, Mexico with the lead. And they try to inbound it to Fay, and he hit the bottom of the backboard off the inbound. Not an easy play trying to feed it to 6'4 Evan Fay right under the bucket and trying to lob it over a couple of tall defenders. Tough pass. Here's Jai Lawson now for Mexico. Drops it off to Michael White. Now backdoor to Reams. He'll swing around the left arc for Lawson. Now baseline to Watkins. Takes it two and doesn't go. Another offensive rebound by Mexico. Results in a jump ball, and it will belong to Mexico. Cole Whelan checks back into the game for Mexico as Zach Watkins gets a breather. You're going to assume for the final minute. So far, credit to the Mexico Bulldogs doing a good job on the rebounding department. That's how they've gotten back in this game as Michael White's pass tipped out by Brookfield, and now they'll inbound it off the M and Macon from the Brookfield baseline. Right into the inside. Cole Whelan kick out to Lawson. Takes around to the top of the key. Comes right side for Reams. Now coming around right corner is White. Now inside the paint. Whelan driving one home is Jayshon White. And gets the two. Fay, left side for Jacob Day. Thought about the three. Now he'll pull up and hit it. And knocks it home. Gets around applause from the Brookfield crowd in the process. 14-12. From the top, now right side is Michael White. Quick bounce pass over to Isaiah Reams. Reams attacks and tried to pass it around to Michael White. And it went off of the shin of Avery Schreider and out of bounds. 32 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. From the left corner, Reams attacks towards the bucket. Or check that. That was Jayshon White. The two doesn't go. And off the right side, a blocking foul has been called on Isaiah Reams, a 5A freshman. And then that is his second foul. He'll take a seat. Fay gets the inbound from Beckman. Fay trying to get it right side now, drops it off to Beckman. Now Fay gets a ball screen. Left side, Cooper Cisna. Trying to find it back to Beckman. Cisna cuts inside. Pulls up for a two off the window and in. Beautiful play there by Cooper Cisna, who has 6 points in this opening quarter. 1 second at the top and a shot by Jai Lawson. Whistle went right before the buzzer. The foul's been detected. And it will go on Cooper Cisna. Four foul. So it's going to have to be a quick pass and shoot play by Michael White. They come inside and it's turned over and a good look by Avery Schreiner, two-thirds courts, but it's to the right. 14 all after one quarter play between Brookfield and Mexico on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Macon Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Braves start the second quarter, 14 apiece between Brookfield and Mexico, the 3-6 matchup in the Macon Tournament quarterfinals. The winner will get either Centralia or Harrisburg. And again, that game tonight is now being played at Centralia High School for those Centralia or Harrisburg fans who happen to be listening to our coverage. And we're starting to make the travel to Macon. Travel to Centralia instead. You're doing yourself a favor, and that game will actually be over on Glory 97.3 and CentralMoInfo.com. Pregame coverage will get underway at 5:50 with Eric Duick on that call. on the right side. Here is a three by Jacob Day. And Brookville's up 17-14. Mexico tries the answer. Here's Ty Prince to the right corner. Now around back up top here. Inside for Jai Lawson. Top the key. Trying to hit the three. It was Ty Prince, and that does not fall. And it's taken away by Day. Slowing things down is Carson Beckman. Now to Fay at the top. Left side comes Brookfield's Jacob Day. Tries to attack. Can't do so. Now it'll come all the way to the right side, well over the head of Carson Berkman. And Darren Pappas actually almost had a chance to leap up and make that grab. In some way, he got the ball back to his team. Mexico has it. Here's Jai Lawson. Trying to go left. Comes back to the right side for Ty Prince. Now feeds one inside, and it is going to be a 3-second count on Mexico, so Brookville gets it back. 17-14 them. And off the inbound, turned over. Zach Watkins gets to two. Now Fay comes across Avery Schreiner. Across the timeline he goes. Now left side for Jacob Day. Catcher lead. Sam cashes in. Nice three-pointer by Jacob Day. And Brookfield has their largest lead of the game, 20-16. Jai Lawson from the left side drops it off over to Zach Watkins around left wing for Ty Prince. Now they'll come Lawson up top to Prince around into the right wing, and driving for the two is Cole Whelan, and he's a little slow to get up. And another Mexico Bulldog down in Zach Watkins. Carson Beckman is taking it. Now over to Schreiner. And now Beckman, the two. Can't go. Left side, and it's rebounded by Whelan. And now falling to the floor, trying to work around Favis, Ty Prince, and they're going to get an elbow on the senior Fay. And that'll be his first foul. Cements by Whelan. He'll take a seat. He'll inbound a top of key to Yeager. Now to Lawson. Back to Yeager. Now Lawson. From the top, left side to Prince. He'll drive right wing for Yeager. Back left side, Prince. Has an open three if he wants. Doesn't take it. Lawson. Averages about 13 a game. Still hasn't scored yet. But how about Zach Watkins? Already a total of 8 points off the inside. Knocks home the two. Now from the right corner. Here's Beckman. Now back to Schreiner. Fakes the pass back to Beckman. Now it is Fay. Off the ball screen. Back around up top. The key to Schreiner. Schreiner trying to get it towards the rim. And plucked it out by Mexico. Brookfield gets it back. From the left side, here's Beckman today. Trying to work on the much shorter Chase-Shawn White. Not by much, though, I should say. Here's Beckman trying to take it in. Fay trying to hit the two and a little too strong off the glass. Here's Jai Lawson. Comes all the way across. This is Watkins. Slashes, dashes, and hits and draws a foul. And this is going to be a blocking foul called on Gabe Rodriguez for Brookfield. Here's Shai Lawson from the right elbow. Now back around up top. Now left side. Feeds one into Watkins. Looks for two, and Fay gets the turnover. He'll come across to Ty Prince. Inside, trying to feed one over to Day. It was tipped out, and Day and White will fall to the floor on the far side, and Day's going to get called for the offensive foot. Michael White checks into the game for Mexico. Taking the seat is Ty Prince. Here is Shai Lawson. Right wing for White. Back around up top here to Jaeger. And a J shot. Girls in trying to work around the big. Right baseline to Zach Watkins. All right, five field goals in this game. Tie 20 apiece. Press shown by Mexico. Faye escapes it from the right side. Now he is stripped. Michael White with the turnover. Drops it off to Zach Watkins. Back to Michael White. On the two-on-one in Mexico, back on top. Good steal there by Michael White, and he gets rewarded with the finish. Bulldogs of Mexico trying to get a steal. Brookfield was the one that will get the inbound and gets a high five from interim coach Jared Brown. The head basketball coach, Jared Gilman, was placed on administrative leave recently by the Brookfield Bulldogs. No word yet on what specifically happened that caused that to happen. School district just said they were not going to comment on personnel matters, which happens to be the case. So, Jared Brown's the man in charge of the Brookfield Bulldogs for the foreseeable future. We hope everything is all right with Mr. Gilman, whatever it may be. All the way across, here is Cooper Cisna. The two will go in. Quick fast break by Brookfield. And they're back on top, 22 apiece, or tie 22, I should say. 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Jai Lawson from the right side. Here is Jaeger. Now on to the left side, Michael White. Trying to bounce one all the way to the top. Stolen away there. This is Cisna. Quick transition. And it's another two. A timeout called by the Mexico Bulldogs. And it will be a full. So we'll do it as well on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. 24-22, Brookfield on top.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Out of full timeout by the Mexico Bulldogs. They had the ball trailing 24-22 to the 6th seed of Brookfield Bulldogs, and they missed the layup. They gets the rebound for Brookfield. Here's Cooper Cisna. Over onto the right side for Avery Schreiner. Trying to feed one over to Beckman now. They do, and a reaching foul is going to get called on Michael White. Ball ended up going out of bounds off of Beckman's right foot, but since foul took place, Brookfield has a little fresh life just in front of the Mexico bench. Here's Beckman. Feeds it to Faye at the top. High lob and pass right wing to Cisna. Back out left side for Schreiner. Schreiner drops one over to Cisna in the corner. Trying to find Beckman in stride. Does. Takes it to the hoop. Doesn't take a shot. He's relatively small now. Faye. Kick out. Three. No go. And an over to back call. on Carson Beckman as the rebound is gathered by Mexico. And that's the seventh foul as well by Brookfield. So that means a one-on-one is going to come up for Ty Brent, who is the one who got that rebound. And he's been held pointless so far in this game. Started the last three games in place of Taylor Bledsoe, an all-around competitor who never gets too high or too low, according to head coach Darren Pappas. And he'll hit his first point of the night. He can tie it up on the second. Spins it. Side spins it, that is. And now sends it, and it is received. Press shown by Mexico on the left side for Faye. Back around to Schreiner. Trying to beat the 10-second count, does. Gets it over to Cisna. Pulls up from the charity stripe for two, offline right. Lawson to rebound. And it's going to half. 24 apiece. Now 26-24 as Jai Lawson gets his first points off the left window. To the right wing. This is Beckman trying to feed Cisna, and Prince bumped him while he was receiving the pass. And that is his first foul. So another inbound coming up here for Beckman. And Cisna trying to grab it, but Jaeger was in the battle as well and is detected. He touched it last. Now we're going to get another sub in for Mexico. And the sub does not have a number in the program, nor Eric Sheet. The two doesn't go. On to the right wing. Here is Watkins for Mexico. Back around up top. A three knocked home by Ty Prince. 29-24, just like that. Mexico has a five-point lead. Now here's Schreiner. Does Brookfield hold for the final shot? It will be Mexico ball to start out the second half, and it's turned over. Here is Jaeger. Bounce pass. Fade steals it back. 10 seconds. Now to Day. Up the floor. Forced pass. Not necessary. Prince. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Zach Watkins drives, can't go. Now they'll ricochet out to the left wing as the first half comes to a close. 29-24, Mexico with the lead after one half a play on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and oven-baked sandwich or eight-piece boneless wings, topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the 41st edition of the Macon Tournament. It is the 3-6 matchup between the Mexico Bulldogs and the Brookfield Bulldogs. Matt is spinning the dials back into Moberly Motorsports Desk tonight. I'm Scott Lunty. And let's take a look at some of those first half stats while we have a moment. Cooper Cisno with a total of 10 of the 24 points for the Brookfield Bulldogs. And following suit is Carson Beckman with 5. Jacob Day had a total of 8 points, and that is the 24 points Brookfield Bulldogs have. Meanwhile, for Mexico, Zach Watkins is the leading scorer with a total of 10 points. Jai Lawson has 2. Michael White off the bench has a total of 6 points. Jay Sean White with a 2. Cole Leon with 2. And also Isaiah Reams with 2. And Ty Brintz has 5 points. And that's how Mexico has a 29-24 lead. So that is some of the numbers we have for you. And again, we'll take a look at your schedule for the rest of the Macon tournament. Coming up on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com, or check that, Crescent CentralMoInfo.com. And then we'll also preview our next game, which is coming up later tonight on the Superstation, making the Kirksville 4-5 matchup in this quarterfinal. That's all coming up on Crescent CentralMoInfo.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
The folks at Travis Noe Funeral Home, located at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville, are ready to serve you and your family's funeral needs during your time of sorrow. They offer pre-arranged plans so you can alleviate your family of that burden. Travis Noe Funeral Home is always there for you with their caring and professional staff to help you in your time of need. Stop by Travis Noe Funeral Home at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville or give them a call at 660-665-1300 today for any questions you may have.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Both teams starting to warm up here for the second half between the Mexico Bulldogs and the Brookfield Bulldogs again. Mexico leads 29-24. Again, this was originally supposed to be a triple header tonight on Superstation Crest, but because we have that winter weather advisory and some potential freezing rain and maybe a little bit of minor ice accumulation tonight, the second game that was scheduled for tonight, which was Centralia and Harrisburg, that has been moved to Centralia High School tonight, and it's still a quarterfinal game in the Macon tournament. So the winner of that game will be taking on the winner of this game in the semifinal. And right now that's tentatively scheduled for Friday, although there is a possibility that could get changed if the winter storm that is forecasted to have happen on Saturday is ending up being true. We'll have to wait and see what Zach Grassley, the athletic director for the Macon Tigers, and the rest of the athletic directors participating in this tournament decide what to do. But nevertheless, that game, the between Centralia and Harrisburg will be again over on Glory 97.3 and streaming online at centralmoenco.com, as it always does, starting at 5:50. And after this game that we have here between Mexico and Brookfield, we will have the Macon Tigers taking on the Kirksville Tigers. And that was scheduled to be the final game of our triple header tonight, but now that game has been moved up. Again, it's just an opportunity for all these teams to get home safely before the roads get a little too bad later on tonight. So that's your schedule. And in regards to Macon and Kirksville, which is the game coming up after this, it'll be a fascinating matchup. The two teams actually just faced off against each other last week. Both of them are trying to get on an upward swing, making 5-8 on the season. And Kirksville won the matchup last week by a score of 73-61 right here in this very building. And they are definitely on an upswing as well, according to head coach Tyler Martin. You'll hear more from them in our pregame after the conclusion of this game. Second half between Mexico and Brookfield in a 3-6 matchup in the boys' Macon tournament is coming up next on Crest and CentralMoenco.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold weather doesn't slow a tiger down. This is Sonia with Tiger Country Realty, and we don't take the season off, so don't you. Keep browsing our always updated website at tigercountryrealty.com and check out our awesome edition of new listings. Our sellers have their homes warm, cozy, and ready for you. Bundle up and call the working year-round Tiger Team to find your new home. Tiger Country Realty, we're making tracks in real estate.
I'd like to thank some more sponsors for making this Macon tournament possible. That would be Bailey Bars Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, Martin House Motel, all of Brookfield, ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm Insurance agent, Macon Healthcare Center, still towing. Vision Care Associates, LLC, Macon Municipal Utilities, Tiger Country Realty, Macon Electric Cooperative, Macon Tax Service, and First State Community Bank, all of Macon. Mexico gets the ball to start the second half. In case you're just joining us, they are in their home white uniforms, being the higher seed with the red numbers and red lettering with a red stripe down the sides of their shorts and jersey. And a cleanup two by Zach Watkins will fall after the initial three-point bid by Jai Lawson. Brookfield, the sixth seed in this tournament. They're in their away blue uniforms with white numbers and lettering. They're going left to right, or right to left on your radio dial. Here's Evan Faye from the top. Passes it around to Cisna. Trying to get some space. Kick out right corner. Jacob Day, three, too shy. And it's rebounded by Jai Lawson. Now all the way to Zach Watkins, and he hits the two. So now on the inbound, they will go over to Day. Now to Faye. Faye across the timeline. Looks left. Hands it off to the point man, Carson Beckman. Beckman gets a screen through Faye. Doesn't get much space out of it. Now Beckman drives. Turnaround two falls to the floor and travel called. And the process. Brookfield 3-9 on the season. Meanwhile, Mexico Bulldogs are 4-8. Here is Jai Lawson, right wing for Isaiah Reams. Now to Lawson, wants to come around up top to Prince. He does. Prince looks for a screen at the top. Now back to Lawson. Attacks from right elbow. Kick out. Open for a three. And Reams cannot hit. Watkins offensive rebound, turnaround inside. Cole Whalen cashes in. 35-24. A 6-0 run for Mexico to open up the half. Up the left wing, this is Avery Schreider, and he gets bumped by Isaiah Reams, and that is his third foul. So in all likelihood, or actually, no, they give it to Prince. It looked like it was on Reams at first, but they said Prince from behind was the one that committed the foul. Bounce pass and shy. Schreiner gets the two and draws a foul in the process. He'll go to line for an and one. From the left baseline and two quick fouls on Prince. That is his third. No disputing that. And those are Schreiner's first points in this contest. And one coming up for the junior. And it bounces in. 35-27. Mexico with the lead. Now a drop pass to left block, and it's good by Zach Watkins. 16 points. He averages six. A solid night here for the 6'2 junior. Fay across the timeline. Back around over to Schreiner. Fay right side. Gets it off screen. Now Schreiner takes it to the rim and knocks it down. Off the screen. Beautiful play design there by the Brookfield Bulldogs. Here is Michael White. Back to Lawson. He tried to come to Michael White and off the pass on the left side, and it went over his head. Schreiner inbounds it to Fay. Now over to Beckman. Back left side for Fay. Crosses timeline left side. Off the left leg of the M in Macon. Now to Beckman, trying to create some separation, top of key. Now over to right side, Schreiner. Inside to Cisna. And he steps out of bounds, and he actually got pushed out of bounds, which is why he stepped out of bounds. And that one is on Isaiah Reams. So Mexico has two players already with three fouls, and Ty Prince and Isaiah Reams, both on the bench. And Brookfield will inbound it here to Cisna. Cisna comes across to Fay from the baseline. Left side, power move by the senior, and his shot is still left. Mexico with the rebound is Jayshon White. Back around to Lawson. Right wing here for Michael White. Inside Jayshon, kick out. Right baseline, Watkins inside the arc, hits the two. Keep beating him. Now we're going to see, it looks like a wholesale change coming up here for the Brookfield Bulldogs. As five people are waiting to come on. And it is turned over. Jayshon White drops it off here to Jai Lawson. 39-29. Mexico with the lead. And now they come to the inside, back out around to Cole Whalen, the turnaround, and a travel call. Subs galore. All right, so we have to catch up. It looks like Bodie Yeager. Some of these guys don't even have numbers on the roster here. But nevertheless, a full sail change. And this is something Brookfield actually did in the game recently against Linn County, where they sent the starters out for about half a quarter or so. And the goal was to get a little bit of energy going into the fourth quarter and see if they can stage some sort of comeback. And that is apparently what interim coach Jared Brown is doing just now. None of the starters in. And here's a two by Jayshon White. No problem there for the senior. 41-29. And now Mexico gets Nertor. This is Jake Haynes this time who's into the game. Now they'll come left side of Jai Lawson. 3-10. And the quarter. Lawson takes it to the rim. And he floor foul coming up. And now the five starters are all now checking back in for Brookfield after a quick minute on the bench. And I get a high five from Stephanie Haig and Jared Brown. Here is Jai Lawson for Mexico from the top. Back to the left side here for Jayshon White. White thought about shooting, doesn't do it. White. Now to Lawson. Takes a step off the window and in. And just like that, Mexico has opened up a 43-29 lead. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Schreiner, now a three, and it's knocked home by Carson Beckman. He has eight tonight. Now back to Jai Lawson for the Mexico Bulldogs. Comes to the left side, trying to find White, can't do so. Now they'll come around to Jayshon. Back to Lawson. Trying to skip the track, now up top to Michael. Jayshon cuts in. Back out, Michael, left corner. Watkins open for a three. He's not missing. Zach Watkins with 21. And now Brookfield, Schreiner, right elbow, lobs one over to Beckman. Bay, now to Day. Turned around to fadeaway jumper. Beautiful footwork there by Jacob Day. Now back to Jai Lawson at the top. Trying to come to the left side. Almost lost control. Now to Jayshon near wing. Ty Watkins wanting it on the left side. They'll come right wing. Jai Lawson. He'll try and cash in on the three. Doesn't go. Fay on the rebound and wrestles off one Mexico Bulldog. And it's going to be Michael White guilty at the foul. And that is his third. And we'll see a sub come in for Mexico. Rafe Yeager. So Fade trying to pass it in, and it's stolen away by Jayshon White. White takes it. Kick out right side. Now Watkins, left side, Yeager thought about the three, doesn't take it. Now here's Jayshon on the left side for Jake Haynes. Background up top. Mexico seems content to not shoot here. Unless they're trying to wait until the final second to shoot. And now a 3 second a lane call on Mexico as they come to the left side for Yeager, who was open for a three, but a 3 second call will result in Brookfield getting the ball back. Come across to Fay. 35 seconds. Here is Beckman, and Mexico draws the turnover. They couldn't get across the timeline anyway, and the fast break results in a 2-4 Isaiah Reams. 20 seconds to go at the top. Pulling up for three. Cessna hits. 10 seconds. Jayshon White at the top. Comes to the right wing for Reams. Inside, left baseline. Jake Haynes trying to add to the scoring party. And gets two hops in. Jake Haynes, the 6-0 sophomore, gives Mexico a 50-37 lead as time expires in the third quarter on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
With winter weather here, Macon Municipal Utilities wants to remind you about tips on making your home more energy efficient this winter.
please visit the utility staff at 106 West Burke Street in Macon. Call 660-385-3173 or visit their website at MaconUtilities.com. Macon Municipal Utilities proudly supports the Macon Tigers boys and girls basketball teams. The fans have enjoyed watching your games and they appreciate your community involvement. Keep up the hard work. Go Tigers! Vision and eye health impact your waking hours, whether you are driving at night, watching a ball game, or reading the newspaper. The time to see an eye care professional is before you have eye health or vision problems. The doctors at Vision Care Associates, LLC, are dedicated to serving your eye health and vision needs. To protect your eye health, make an appointment to see their qualified, experienced doctors and staff at 1705 Prospect Drive in Macon. The doctors and staff at Vision Care Associates in Macon hope to see you soon. Proud supporters of the Macon Tigers and Tigerettes.
Fourth quarter, about ready to start between Mexico Bulldogs and the Brookfield Bulldogs. Again, if you're looking for the Centralia Harrisburg quarterfinal, that game is actually coming up in a couple of moments on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Again, our triple header tonight has become a double header with the pending weather that's expected to move into Big K country a little later on tonight. So with that said, the Centralia-Harrisburg quarterfinal game that was supposed to be here has been moved to Centralia. And obviously that makes a lot of sense since those two schools are relatively close to each other. And here's a pass by Bay now over to Schreiner and his two-ball ball. And again, that is the 2-7 matchup, and that's who the winner will take on in the semifinal currently scheduled for Friday. But again, there could be some more movement to make in tournament schedule with the possible winter storm that is supposed to arrive on Trophy Day, which is Saturday. So we'll have to wait and see on that. Here's a pass to Jacob Day off the baseline for Brookfield. They trail by 11. At the top, it's Faye. No look right. Drops one back around to Cooper Sisna. Sisna tries to pivot. Can't do so. Now he does. Left baseline. Schreiner releases a two at all times. A little too strong. And now stealing it is Sisna, and he doesn't miss. Good ball instincts by Cooper Sisna, who leads the Bulldogs with 15 points in this game. It's been very scrappy on the defensive side, and we're going to get a full timeout called by Darren Pappas and the Mexico Bulldogs, and we'll do it as well. 50-41, Mexico on top on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Did you know that the number one reason for your home comfort system to fail is dirt? That's right, dirt. At Smith Heating and Cooling in Moberly, they're making a strong effort to help you have a clean heating and cooling system that in turn will operate more efficiently with their 21-point energy saver tune-up. Smith will fully clean your system, install a free air filter, and offer a repair free guarantee. If you need any repairs over the next 90 days after your tune-up, Smith will refund every single penny of the tune-up's cost. Schedule your home comfort system's tune-up today. Call Smith Heating and Cooling in Moberly.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. Ask them about special fall and winter rates. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Full timeout by Mexico, and they get it back, leading 50-41. Here's Isaiah Reams. Pass it over to Ty Prince. Back out. Prince attacks the two off the front rim and in. Well done there. He's got seven. Here's Faye for Brookfield. Comes across the timeline with the assistance of a screen through Schreiner. Now Day from the pass left side, and it is tipped out by Jaron Fock, the 6'1 junior who just checked in for the first time. Now we get a official timeout really quick as The shoelace of Cooper Sitna was loose. Gets that all tied up. So Faye will get the inbound from Beckman. Now back to him in the left corner inside Sitna, and he snatches it and gets Isaiah Reams to reach, and that is his fourth foul. He's going to have to check out in all likelihood. He does just that. The fourth. And taking his place is Michael White. Seven fouls as well for Mexico in this half, so that means it's a 1-1. For Sitna, he hits the first of two. 10-point game. Second shot. For Sitna on its way. Got enough backspin, but too much backspin. This goes off front rim. Jai Lawson on the rebound. Comes across the timeline. Now to the top. Now we'll try over on the left wing. Lawson in a corner for White. Now back over to Lawson, and he gets bumped by Sitna. And that'll be a foul on the junior, and that'll be his third foul. See Zach Watkins check back in after Jaron Fox, I should say, gives him a quick breather. And Prince inbounds it back to Lawson. Now over to the right wing for Michael White. To the baseline. This is Whalen. And now stolen away by Avery Schreiner. 2-on-1. Schreiner leading the charge. Kick out to Jacob Day, who is coming in from behind the play. And tipped out. And into the hallway. And it appears this will belong to Brookfield. Beckman. On to the left wing. This is Sitna. Now back to Fay. Fay wants to go pass it to the right side. Can't do so. Now it'll reset for Beckman. Now to Fay, left wing. Trying to lob one in over to Sitna. Does so, and they'll kick out the Schreiner from the baseline. Now it's Sitna with three surrounding him. Doesn't matter. Nice little teardropper from Cooper Sitna. 8-point game, 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Here is Ty Prince on to the right elbow, White. Now over into the corner for Watkins and trying to come back over to Prince and over his head and out. Brookfield gets it back. Prince takes a seat. Jayshon White checks in his place for Mexico. Again, Macon. Kirksville coming up next. 4-5 matchup. And our final boys quarterfinal game on the night. Two is offline to the left by Beckman and rebounded by Michael White. Takes the transition off the left wing. Thought about passing to Jayshon. Now here is Jai Lawson. Lawson. Bounce pass inside to Watkins out of his reach and back to Brookfield. Mexico getting a little too fancy with a couple of these passes and allowing Brookfield to hang in there. Only down by eight, halfway through to four. Inside, Day, surrounded by two, pulls up for a two as well, and that is to the right. Lawson to rebound. Back to Jayshon. Now to Michael. Passes it over to Watkins off the baseline. Passes up the shot of our little fadeaway jumper by Cole Whelan. Gets his own rebound. One more try. Let's hook. Beautiful shot there by the 6'1 senior. Back to a 10-point lead for Mexico. And now Michael White draws the steal off of the Schreiner tip. Now to Lawson. Bounce pass left side, and no problem there for Whalen. And a timeout called by Jared Brown, and it appears it will be a 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead and keep it here, and we'll thank some of our sponsors once more for making this Macon Tournament broadcast possible. Again, Centralia, Brookfield, or check that, Centralia, Harrisburg, taking place right now on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com. For those who are just now tuning in to our coverage, hoping to listen to that game. But we'd like to thank Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seat, the Stewart House LLC, Stenham Electric, Fenton Funeral Chapel, Angel and Company Insurance and Financial Services, all of Centralia. First Missouri Bank location, Sam Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. The Rides Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. Brick Service and Tire of Bevere, Macon Alliance State Bank and Macon and Monroe City, the Harrisburg R8 School District, Oliver Funeral Home LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon, and Orchland Farm and Home in Mexico, where you find answers and low prices down at every aisle. So out to 30 second timeout. Here's Schreiner inside to Fay from the charity stripe. Shot off the back of the rim, rebounded by Michael White. Now to Jay Sean. Now over to Lawson. Lawson from the top of the key. Around to the right side for Jay Sean. Now back over to Lawson. Trying to find Watkins on the baseline. Can't. Now back to Jay Sean and no look pass. And off of the mat. Now hockey lines coming in for Brookfield as all the starters get a breather. It's a 12-point lead. Over on to the right wing. This is Bodie Yeager. One of the few that has a number in this, and we also see Trace Alexander out there. See if we can figure out by process of elimination. Probably a Stephen Montgomery out there who's not wearing a number zero. And a four foul on Michael White in the process. So he'll take a seat off the reach, and so Bodie Yeager will take free throws. Gabe Rodriguez is also in there. Front end of the 1-on-1. Yeager cannot hit. And it's rebound by Jay Sean White. They show press. They escape it. And now Jay Sean with, will drive for the two and gets it. Off the pass from Jai Lawson, who took it to the bucket. So Jay Sean with six. Foul will get called on Trace Alexander. First shot for Jay Sean White. Missed the 1-on-1. And I'll pass over to Rodriguez, who was kicked out by Yeager. So Brookfield gets it. Now to Bodie Yeager. From the right elbow, now to the inside. This is, I believe, Jeremy Williams. His two does not fall. And a foul is going to get called. It's actually Nick Jones, is what we're figuring out. Williams still on the bench. Nevertheless, still a 14-point lead for Mexico with 2 minutes to go in this game. Here's Jai Lawson. Drops it off for the two, and it is Cole Whalen that gets it. Now the five starters checking back at the bench for Brookfield. Here's Rodriguez. Tries to pivot. Almost slipped, took a travel, and then he just heaved one up. Might as well. And that doesn't go, and now Bulldog falls on the play as Whalen may have got hit in the face here for a second. And the foul will get called on Bodie Yeager. Here is Lawson. Cross over here to Yeager. Now Jay Sean Whitey. Excuse me, he gets bumped up by Schreiner. And that will be Avery's first, or second, I should say. Now they'll come around up top. Jayshon White. Mexico looking to get win number 5 on the year and have a date with either Harrisburg or Centralia in the semifinal, which is tentatively scheduled for Friday. Here's Jayshon from the top. Now takes it all the way to rim, dropped off, and no problem for Whelan. Biggest difference in this game so far has been just the Mexico defense. They've been able to generate enough turnovers, and a majority of their buckets have been coming off of the quick transition, and that is definitely something that you are glad to see happen as a three is hit by Cooper Cisna, who has scored 20 of the 49 points for Brookfield in this game. Now here's Jai Lawson. He'll just take it all the way to the rim. And then there'll be a different look taken on either a pretty young Harrisburg team. Another turnover, and Watkins will get another two. Might have a candidate for player of the game here, potentially. Or taking on a pretty experienced Centralia team who's been playing some really good basketball in class number 3. A 3 by Beckman won't go. And that is just about going to do it. So they will dribble the clock out, and Mexico is going to pick up win number 5 on the year in advance to the Macon Tournament semifinals with a 66-49 win over the Brookfield Bulldogs. We'll take a break on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com and nominate an outstanding player of the game. Plus, take a look at some of the final numbers.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Phil Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased 2 door-length steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with 2 LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660-263-1655.
Alpha Media Stations, Quicks, Crest, Kirk, and KTCM are giving you lots of chances to win lots of money. We're kicking off the new year with our Grand A Day giveaway. Just listen each hour for the word that wins from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. every weekday. Then enter that word at CentralMoInfo.com and you've got a chance to win $1,000. This hour's word that wins is
close.
Again, this hour's word that wins is
close.
And it's brought to you by Shelbina Villa Life Care and Shelbina, the next best thing to home.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Okay. Couple more sponsors we want to thank here before we nominate an outstanding player of the game and look ahead to our next contest. We would like to thank Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties, Rick Service, entire Bevere, Macon Atlanta State Bank, and Macon and Monroe City, Harrisburg R8 School District, Oliver Funeral Home, LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon, Orchland Farm and Home in Mexico, where you find answers and low prices down every aisle. Clint Chandler, your Shelby County Farm Bureau in Shelbina, Travis Snow Funeral Home of Kirksville, Grass Reloading Supercenter in Mexico, H&R Block, and Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina, Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg, Nilsen Funeral Home of Columbia, Mexico Public Schools, number 59, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Suburban Hospital, our patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Tricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Our outstanding player of the game is going to be Zach Watkins. Averages about 7 a game. Triple that tonight with a total of 23 points. And we're brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Some of the final totals as well, very quick. Cole Whelan had 12 points for Mexico. Michael White with 6. Jay Sean White also with 6. Jake Hines with a field goal as well in this game. Isaiah Reams with a total of 4. And Ty Prince with 7. For Brookfield, who are now 3-10 on the year. Cooper Sisna, a solid night with a total of 20 points. Jacob Day with 10. Avery Schreiner with a total of 7. And Carson Beckman with a total of 8. And again, 66-49 was the final. Mexico improves to 5-8 on the season. And again, our next game is the Macon Tigers and the Kirksville Tigers. For those looking for Centralia and Harrisburg, that's on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com right now as we speak. Again, games got moved up a little bit tonight with the pending winter weather we're supposed to have tonight and into the overnight. So with that said, the tournament hosts, the Macon Tigers, will take on the Kirksville Tigers. These two teams actually just squared off 1 week ago, and Kirksville won that contest 73-61. Macon coming in tonight 5-8 on the season, trying to find a little bit of consistency. That's been the bugaboo for the Tigers of Macon coming into this tournament. They're hoping to have a little bit more of a consistent effort in regards to the way they're playing. Meanwhile, for Kirksville, after a tough start with a couple key injuries to Noah Copeland and also Paxton Dempsey, both the two are relatively healthy right now as we speak, and they will each play important roles tonight if Kirksville wants to go pick up win number 8 on the season. Should be a fun matchup. 4-5s are always fun. You'll hear from both coaches coming up. It'll first up be Kirksville Tiger coach Tyler Martin, followed by Macon Tigers coach Dale Davenport. You're listening to the 41st edition of the Macon Tournament on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico invites you to their bucket sale Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. You will receive 15% off of everything that fits inside your Orsland bucket. Limit one per customer. Don't forget to sign up for Grow Rewards. The membership is free and full of amazing perks. Stop into Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico today for all the best prices on everything you need. They take pride in providing quality products, trusted value, and neighborly service with the highest level of integrity and appreciation to their customers.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, we're getting ready for the final game tonight of boys quarterfinal action of the Macon Tournament. And it's theoretically supposed to be the funnest one because it's the 4-5 matchup. Kirksville Tigers are the 5 seed. Macon is the 4 seed. Tyler Martin is the head coach of the Kirksville Tigers. Coach, you're 7-8 on the year, but you've really liked the trend your team is heading. Why so?
Yeah, I think we've been playing with a lot of confidence here of late. Obviously, winning, having a little bit of success helps. Our guys are starting to buy into what we're doing on the defensive end. And, you know, like I said, offensively, we're shooting the ball with confidence right now.
Noah Copeland, a 6'2 sophomore for you. In this tournament just 1 year ago, this was in some aspects a coming out party for him since he was coming off the bench. He had some injuries last year, and he really gave you guys a lot of good minutes and a lot of opportunities, and now he's one of your leading scorers. What's been his biggest stride from 1 year to now?
I think just being ready to take advantage of of opportunity. You know, like you said, he did. It was kind of his coming out party last year. We knew, you know, he was going to keep getting more and more minutes. But I think this year he's kind of taking control. He wants the ball more. He calls for the ball more. We've kind of moved him around a little bit to try and open up his game a little bit more, just because he gets doubled on so much when he's in the post. And he's aware, he's smart. I think foul trouble has also helped. I mean, he's had some games where he's committed some silly fouls, but staying out of foul trouble for the most part has been huge, keeping him on the court as much as we can.
Tyler Martin, Kirksville Tigers coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. All right, your opponent is the Macon Tigers, and you already played them a couple weeks ago and knocked them off at their place, 73-61. What gave you guys so much success that you're looking to carry over to tonight?
Well, hopefully we can shoot the ball well. They ran the zone. That first game, I thought we had good inside-out action with our post and our guards. Guards were ready to shoot. They were confident in the shot. We hit quite a few threes that game, and down the stretch, something that we haven't been doing a lot of. We took care of the ball, and we got to the free throw line and finished the game off how we should have a couple others before break.
Tyler Martin, Kirksville Tigers coach, joining us here on Superstation. Appreciate your time, coach, and looking forward to a fun contest tonight.
All right, thank you.
And coming up next, we'll talk with the tournament host head coach, Mr. Dale Davenport. We're getting ready for the 4-5 matchup on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
Back on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. 4-5 matchup between Macon and Kirksville is coming up, and we're catching up with the tournament host Tigers head coach, Mr. Dale Davenport. First off, Coach, how excited are you to be back on your home floor for the week and host the Macon tournament?
Yeah, we are excited about it. It's nice to be, have some games at home. Hopefully the weather holds off and we can get it in. But, yeah, we're excited about having host our tournament.
Characterize your play coming into this tournament.
I think just kind of inconsistent, mostly. Seeing some good things, seeing some guys step up and doing some nice things. I think just doing it more, more often, having a little more confidence in themselves to go out there and make a play. Defensively, it's getting better. I think we're focusing more on the defense, spending a lot more practice and stuff, just trying to, getting their spots and rotations better, boxing out and rebounding huge. But just consistency. It's got to get there. We got to get more consistent.
Let's talk a little bit about one of your freshmen, Christian Rickenberg. We saw how good of an athlete he was on the gridiron with the football team, and we know he's going to be a very good baseball player in the spring. What are his basketball strengths?
Christian's a kid who can shoot it. He's probably the fastest kid. He is the fastest kid on the team. And he's one of the best athletes I've ever seen, honestly. I mean, kid's a great athlete. So when he uses that in basketball, he jumps well. He can shoot the basketball well, so he can stretch the floor and into the rim. Defensively, he, creates a lot of problems with his speed and his hands. He's got really good hands. So, he's a kid that's, he's started the last couple games, and he's really playing well. He's come along a lot faster than I had anticipated him coming.
Dale Davenport, Macon Tigers coach, joining us here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. All right, your last game was against the team you're taking on tonight, and that is the Kirksville Tigers. They defeated you 73-61. What stood out in that game?
A couple things. First off, their size. They're big. They, you know, the, the Copeland kid inside, you know, gives a lot of problems, but also the lane and the ball kid, you know, the three kids that are 6'3"-ish, and they're physical, and they do a good job just, you know, take up space. And then you have the Pinnick and the Dempsey kid. They can just, they shoot the ball really well from the outside. I think they hit 8 threes against us as a team. The Anderson kid, number 10, I mean, he hit a couple, and they just, they shoot it well. They're big and physical, and they just are kind of causing a lot of matchup problems for us.
Will it be key to get a win and have a date with Moberly in the semifinal?
You know, first off, we got to play our strengths. We get, you know, it's going to be, you know, Jameson on the offensive end really has to take over and do what he does. Him and Waller have to really be assertive offensively, and the other guys have to step up and get shots whenever it's available. Defensively, we got to lock down on the shooters. There's a few times, we watched on film where we just lost the transition, or we lost our shooter on the weak side, and we have to play some of those shooters where they are, but also we can't give up second chance points. They killed us on the offensive glass, and we have got to go to box out, get the, you know, limit to one shot, and we need to push the ball in transition and hopefully make things tough on them.
Dale Davenport, Macon Tigers coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, we're glad to be back in the Macon tournament. Thank you for having us, and best luck tonight. We'll talk postgame.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate the coverage.
Not a problem. We'll tip off our final game tonight, the 4-5 matchup between Macon and Kirksville. It's next on Crest.
When tax time comes around, turn to Macon Tax Service. Marjorie and Richard Waller have over 50 years of experience and will have your taxes done right and at a reasonable rate. They specialize in personal, business, and farm taxes and can take care of all your tax needs year-round. You have enough to worry about with trying to keep up with the constantly changing tax laws. Stop by Macon Tax Service at 32776 State Highway PP in Macon or call 660-385-2982.
Just underway in a 4-5 matchup between Macon and Kirksville. Kirksville with the ball and a three-pointer by Caden Anderson on the right wing will fall. Starting five for Kirksville's Caden Anderson, Noah Copeland, Brian Ball, Austin Pennick, and Paxton Dempsey. They're in their road orange uniforms with black numbers, white trimming surrounding that. Macon, determined hosts in their home white uniforms, black numbers with orange trimming